Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. You can always interact with the show, 913-576-7610. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our MVP, our All-Pro Rich Gannon, who also is with CBS Sports and is on the call for Bills and Jets this week. Rich, always appreciate your time. Let's start here. The Chiefs' offensive line really set the tone and really dominated the Buffalo Bills up front.
They did. And, you know, I think this speaks volumes about their ability to shift gears. You know, it's one thing if you just solely rely on Patrick Mahomes in the passing game, but I think this shows their versatility. I think it shows Andy Reid's creativity in terms of the weather was an issue. They knew that the Bills had a difficult time handling the run game, and they just beat them up in the run game. I mean, I just pulled some cut-ups because we're doing the Bills this week on CBS, and so I watched some of the runs, some of the explosive ones. Edwards-Helaire had a 31-yard run, and they just gashed him. I mean, the blocking up front, the execution at the point of attack, the misdirection. You know, when you rush the ball for 245 yards on 46 carries, you know, that gets people's attention. And I think Andy's always been, you know, Andy's, look at his background as an offensive lineman in college and as a, you know, offensive line coach, come up through the ranks and eventually being an offensive coordinator. He understands the run game, understands the importance of it, understands how that helps with the play-action game and everything else they want to do. But to me, what was most impressive was the way they were able to run the ball effectively throughout the course of the game against the Bills.
One thing that I think we're all wondering here in Kansas City is, what do you now do with the Buffalo Bills? They lost to the Titans. They lost to the Chiefs. They couldn't really stop the run against Kansas City. They also can't really run the football effectively. And Josh Allen, I think we've seen a little bit of a regression to the mean with him. Do you have Buffalo as being real contenders in the AFC?
I don't know if they're still a year away. I think they're a playoff caliber team. It's 4-2. They have lost two games. When you look at who they lost to the Titans, who are undefeated. They lost to the Chiefs, who are, you know, have won five games this year. So, I mean, that's two pretty good teams with two really good quarterbacks. I mean, we know about Mahomes, but the kid down there in Tennessee, Tannehill, has played really, really well since week seven a year ago. So I think that's a big part of it, the fact of competition. I would tell you that they're not playing as well defensively. You know, they made changes to their starting lineup, you know, against the Chiefs. They took, you know, Murphy out of the lineup. They took Hughes out of the lineup. They put in, they moved some people around, put Addison in on the one side and Jefferson in inside. So they did a number of different things, I think, to shore up their run defense. I think, you know, getting healthy on that side of the ball, getting Milano back, I think he's getting close to being back in there. That'll help. But the quarterback, in terms of the quarterback, I would just tell you that he made some really bad throws. And when he doesn't set his feet, you know, he has improved with the accuracy, but when he doesn't set his feet, bad things happen. I always say, you know, you trust your feet, and it's complete or incomplete based on your feet. He was thrown off his back foot a bunch in that game. He sailed some throws. And he also has a tendency to try and really drive throws, throw as hard as he possibly can. Not every throw has to be a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. He'll learn to throw some cuts like Patrick Mahomes. I still think this is a good football team. I think they got their noses bloody pretty good on the other night by the Kansas City Chiefs. That was very apparent when you went back and watched the film.
Rich, depending on the opponent, we always talk about, oh, this could be a trap game, or it's going to be easy to get up for this game. In the last month, They've played Baltimore. They've played Buffalo. Those are the easy type games. Is it real or is it just something us radio geeks talk about? Because the next couple of weeks, you got Denver and you got the Jets, not exactly the who's who of the AFC.
No, but, you know, you get yourself in trouble when you start looking ahead. You know, I think maybe that happened a little bit against the Raiders. You start saying, well, we've dominated the Raiders. They've never beaten us here at home in the last, you know, I think 12 of the last 14 times, something like that. And so, you know, it's a divisional opponent. It's going to be a physical game. There's a lot on the line for the Broncos as they try and get themselves back into this race, and no better way to do that than to knock off the Chiefs. And the quarterback's healthy again. I think to get some players back, but they're not in the same. They're not in the same caliber right now with the Chiefs in terms of their overall talent on the roster, the personnel. But they've got a really good head coach that understands defensive football. It's what got him the job in the first place, Vic Fangio. And I think they'll put together a pretty good plan versus the Chiefs this weekend.
Rich, specifically, how do you think Le'Veon Bell's going to help this football team? Because they just rushed for 220-something yards, and they got Edwards-Helaire, who's second in the NFL right now in rushing yards. How do you see Le'Veon Bell fitting into the picture?
Yeah, I felt like he had to go to the right place. You know, an organization that I think is conducive to winning. I think an organization that's got a good scheme and a good plan offensively that knows how to utilize his skills, and a good offensive line and a good quarterback. I mean, you know, that's kind of what he had in Pittsburgh. Guys, I would tell you that I don't think it took him very long to realize that he wasn't in Pittsburgh anymore. I think he quickly realized that the offensive line that he had with the Jets was a lot different than the one he played behind in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's pretty apparent. I just think he was really frustrated. I don't think they used him well. I think I think the whole key with a guy like that is to get him the ball in space. You got to move him around a little bit more. They didn't do that much with him. They did a lot more in Pittsburgh than they did, obviously, with the Jets. But this is a guy that got rare skills at that position. I mean, he's one of the best and most versatile running backs in the league. I know he's frustrated, and I think he's chomping at the bit to make an impact, and I don't think there's a better situation than the Chiefs, particularly when you look at their ability to get him the ball in space. They may be one of the best screen teams in football. They're so creative with that. I think Mahomes will fall in love with him rather quickly. And not only that, but now that, you know, you look at their personnel, and Edwards-Helaire has been a really good runner. I mean, so now all of a sudden you've got another back, a fresh back that you can throw in there with them, and a guy that can really help you in situational football and third down and in different areas. So I just think it was a great move. Didn't cost him a ton of money. And I think he's a player that has got fresh legs. I mean, he didn't play 2 years ago. He missed some games last year. And I just think that he's got an opportunity, I think, to finish off his career the right way. And I think he's disappointed with what's taking place in New York.
Right now, we're talking to our MVP, our All-Pro, Rich Gannon, who joins us every Wednesday at 4:30. Let's talk about how you think teams are defending the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes has talked about it. We've heard from a lot of different people that they're sort of playing too deep safety, taking away the deep ball. What have you seen from defenses against Kansas City? And I would say with Patrick, how have you seen him adjust to how teams are defending him?
I think he's had to be more patient, which is never a bad thing. I mean, you've seen a lot of zones, you know, and you're not getting a one-on-one matchup all the time. You have to be more patient. You have to, you know, work in the middle of the field, check the ball down. You know, and I think he's done a nice job of that. When you look at the ball distribution, even last week, you know, I think there were 9 or 10 receivers that had touches in that game. So that's important. You know, I think teams are trying to take away the deep ball with Tyreek Hill. You look at what the Bills did last week. Hill had just 3 catches for 20 yards. You know, they don't. If you're in those defensive meetings, you say, we're not going to let Hill run by you. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to let him run by us and ruin the game and take over the game with some explosive plays. So they're trying to do a good job with that. You'll see some doubles there. And obviously, Kelce is a big factor, you know, in the middle of the field and running those routes down in the red zone. So he commands a lot of attention as well. So, you know, guys like, you know, Robinson and other players have to step up and make plays, and the quarterback has to be willing to work through the progressions, which he is. He's not going to just, you know, the play is designed to throw the ball downfield to Hill. It's not there. He's not going to force it. So I think, you know, I think what helps that is when you run the ball for 245 yards. Now, if you just sit there and play 2-deep coverage, the best way to get a team out of 2-deep coverage is to pound the football right at them. And I think by doing that and showing that you can do that, It forces teams to start creeping down and playing some 3-deep looks and bringing the safety down on the line of scrimmage. And now all of a sudden you start getting one-on-one matchups. Now all of a sudden you get the looks that you want in the passing game. So I think this is really going to benefit them, the fact that they ran the ball 46 times in some inclement weather in Buffalo. I think it's only going to serve them well moving forward.
Rich, this week we see Kansas City travel to Denver to take on the Denver Broncos. What do you think about Drew Lock and sort of where he is at this stage in his career, and what ceiling do you think Drew Lock has?
I would tell you that he's been through a lot. He's been through some coaching changes. He's, it's tough when you have a rookie quarterback that in his second year has to learn a new system, and that's essentially what happened with Drew Lock. It's happened with a lot of, you go to a team that's not really good, and they fire the coordinator. And now all of a sudden, year two, you got to kind of start over. So I think that's what's happened him a little bit. And of course, he gets the injury, and now he's got to sit and watch for a couple of weeks. I think he's got some real skills. I mean, he's got really good mobility. He can extend plays. He's got a pretty good arm. He's a smart guy. He had some problems early in his career because of what he did in college. You guys saw a lot of them at Missouri, where he was in the gun all the time. Didn't call plays in the huddle. His feet were a problem. He didn't play behind a very good offensive line. And so he had a tendency to drift and not step up into the pocket. And I think he's done a much better job of cleaning some of that up with some good coaching. He can be very streaky. He can get on a roll. He likes to work at tight end and Noah Fant. Obviously, that was a big part of that draft class. And Patrick, he seems he's got a good rapport with him. And then this Jerry Judy's got some real speed. So they do a good job of the screen game. They do a good job trying to take the edge off the pass rush a little bit. But if they can't run the ball with Gordon and Freeman, they'll struggle. If it gets, that's where he's at his best, where they have balance and they can play action and they can boot him and get him out on the edges. But if he has to sit in there and function as a pocket passer for the majority of the time against this Chiefs defense, he'll struggle.
Hey, Rich, before you get out of here, the best game on the slate this weekend is Titans versus Steelers. Which one of those teams, at least right now, is more of an actual Super Bowl threat?
Wow, I like them both. I just did the Titans last week, and I got a chance to see that team up close, and they're really good. Their defense, not as good as the offense right now. I'd say the Pittsburgh Steelers have the better defense. So if you put, you put me on the spot, I would say Pittsburgh. But Tennessee, I mean, offensively, they've got that back is rare and unique. He is 6'3". He's 250 pounds, and he can go the distance. We saw, Derrick Henry go 94 yards on a run against the Houston Texans. So Tannehill's played as well as any quarterback. In fact, we put a graphic up side by side, Mahomes. Last 11 or 12 games, and Tannehill's last 11 or 12 games, he's right there in terms of touchdowns, completion percentage, efficiency, wins. I mean, he's right there. He's played really, really well. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, is rejuvenated, fresh off of that surgery. I did their game a couple weeks ago. They're playing really well. You can't take your eyes off of Chase Claypool. He has gotten a lot of people's attention, the second-round pick out of Notre Dame. Big kid, 6'4", 238, he can go. Their defense leads the league in sacks. It's right up there. They create some havoc with Bud Dupree on the one side and obviously T.J. Watt on the other side. I think Pittsburgh, in my opinion right now, is the better team, but not by a lot.
That is our MVP, our all-pro, Rich Gannon. He is with CBS Sports. He is on the call for Buffalo against the New York Jets. Rich, always good talking football with you. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thanks, Carrington. Talk to you soon, brother.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.